Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to today's edition of the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Yesterday we heard from head coach of the Harbor Beach Pirates, Troy Schelke, coming off the 2012 state championship, the first in Harbor Beach school history. Today we turn to the west side, and we are talking about the Green Machine, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and head coach Adam Grybauskas will be meeting with us right after the break on the Coach's Corner.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of
Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesars Pizza with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Harbor Beach, Cass City, Carroll, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesars Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesars Pizza.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're being joined today by the helmsman of the Lakers, Adam Grybauskas. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thank you.
Now, this is your third season as the head coach, correct?
Oh, yeah. We're getting to a point now where our kids are coming in knowing what's going on, and, our youth system runs the same stuff, so we're getting to build on, you know, what they're doing and getting bigger and bigger with our playbook.
Fantastic. Now, in the 2012 campaign, you went 4-5. But you ended the season on a 2-game win streak, and it was impressive because you combined for 62 points in offense, but more impressive is the 12 points you only gave up in the last 2 games. And in fact, you won 3 of your last 4 games. What was the really big difference in the end of the season there?
Well, we had 9 sophomores up a year ago, and it really was just a growing process for us. They looked like sophomores early in the year and played like sophomores early in the year. By the end of the year, though, you know, gaining a little bit of experience and kind of figuring out the varsity level. We just kind of picked up speed and figured out how the game needed to be played, and that's why we started playing a little bit better toward the end of the year.
It's time to take a quick break on the WLAW Sports Coach's Corner. We're talking with Adam Grybauskas, the head coach for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. We'll take a look at the 2013 campaign right after this.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Here's why your friends and neighbors are driving to Moore Motors. We have the largest selection in the thumb of the Ford Fiesta, over 40 miles per gallon, starting at just $13,995. And see Moore Motor Sales for the largest selection of the F-Series truck, the best-selling truck for over 36 years, with huge rebates and dealer discounts. That's why your friends and neighbors are driving to Moore Motor Sales, M81 just west of Carroll.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the 4 basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
now looking to the 2013 season, looks like you have only four home games and you're on the road five times. Who's coming back? Who'd you lose? And what's your general outlook for this season?
Our losses from last year, we lost a few good players. Nick Post was our quarterback, pretty dynamic offensive player who we lose. Austin Jobs was a tight end linebacker, great leader for us, led our team in tackles last year at linebacker. And then Jack Dutcher was an offensive lineman who we lost, who was kind of an anchor on our line. We have one senior back, Steven Kaczynski. He's going to be kind of move around on offense a little bit, play some different positions, be a receiver, running back, and then he plays linebacker on defense. He's our only senior, so we're looking for a lot of leadership out of him. And then we have that group of sophomores that were up last year. They're all back this year. Our backfield, we have Terrence Dubes, Dustin Cady, and Mauricio Diaz all back in the backfield. And they all got quite a bit of time there last year. On the offense and offensive line, Austin McCabe, Brandon Crone, Quinn Smith are all back on the offensive line for us. So we have some experience up front and some in the backfield too.
And that's a great thing, having such a strong offensive line coming back, and then some great running backs you have there. I remember Dubes and Diaz, it seemed like we were calling their name every other play last year at the end of the season.
Yep, and they made a lot of big plays as the year went on, and you know, a lot of the credit goes to that offensive line as they got a lot better, but those backs, they do run awfully hard, and they're looking even better this year.
So what's your outlook for this year? Are you thinking, are we going to make a playoff run? We're going to bring the green machine back to its heyday, or what's your outlook?
That's the goal. You know, that's where we want to get back to, and that's a goal every year, and you know, we want to be competitive in the league, and hopefully by the end of the year, you know, be playing in a game that means something for the league. So, you know, we want to improve on last year, which should put us very close to that playoff record. So that's the goal. And, you know, right now we're just focused on our first game and hopefully coming away with a win against KPAC.
Now, you're taking on, like you just said, KPAC in the first game. Take us through that.
Well, it's the first year we've seen them. We've played Carleton the last couple years, and it's a new opponent for us. We honestly, at this point, don't know a whole lot about them. We're driving to a scrimmage right now to see a little bit. We got some information on them, but not a whole lot. So it'll be new for both of us. They're in the same boat and don't know a whole lot about us. So it should be an exciting game for us. Should be a good matchup for both teams, and be a good test for us right out of the gates.
Well, best of luck to you this season. We will see you a few times throughout the year on our coverage on WLAW Sports. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That concludes today's edition of the WLAW Sports Coaches Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. We were talking today with Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers coach Adam Grabauskas, entering his third season and coming off of a 4-5 season last year, hoping to make it into the playoffs and have a great postseason run in the Greater Thumb West. We'll be back next week with more Coach's Corner on Monday, leading all the way up to the debut of the 2013 season on Thursday the 29th. Of course, you can catch all of the coverage right here on the Coach's Corner leading up to that point after the 12 o'clock noon news on 1340 and after the 6 o'clock news on 1340. And, of course, the kickoff show begins at 6:10 p.m. on Thursday evening on 102.1 FM as the USA Patriots travel to the Ubley Bearcats. I'm Clark Ramsey. On behalf of WLAW Sports, we'll see you Monday on the Coach's Corner.
Join us at the same time Monday for Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey, brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.